If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yeah, we're streaming there too, radiomd.com, streaming also at gabradio.com. Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum with us, Director of Women and Heart Disease at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City. Her book is called Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life. And it's from Avery Books. Doctor, did Rosie O'Donnell's heart attack shake a lot of women up?
Yeah, it did, but I was hoping for it to really have a mass effect. We always talk about the Couric effect, about a group of people hearing about her husband, and then all these people were going out and get colonoscopies. Remember that?
Yes.
And I was hoping that Rosie's heart attack would have the same effect. Really, it showed that you can be a young woman and have heart disease, and I talked a lot about it at the time because I really wanted people to see it could happen to anyone. And thank goodness for her, she went online and she really talked about it and tried to help educate women. So I think, yes, it did make some women aware, but we didn't get that same effect that I was hoping for.
I want to ask you about aspirin and your take on it because a health factoid I found, let me find it, it has to do with percentage of high-risk men who pop a daily low-dose aspirin is 60%. The percentage of women at high risk for a heart attack who take a daily low-dose aspirin is 45%. You're not a big fan of aspirin to prevent heart disease. Is that true?
Oh, no, that's not true. But it's not necessary to take it unless you're at high risk. So when you talk about high risk, these are women who've actually had heart disease or they have multiple risk factors. These are things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, family history, obesity, stress. And with multiple risk factors, it puts these women at high risk. And once you have, for example, high blood pressure and high cholesterol and diabetes, then absolutely take an aspirin. Otherwise, it's not necessary until you're 65 years old, at which time a low-dose aspirin daily prevents definitely stroke, and there's some prevention for heart disease as well.
It's kind of interesting because Dr. Mike isn't with us, and that's unfortunate. He disagrees with that because he's a big believer in a couple of baby aspirins, 81 milligram aspirins every day, but again, not here to talk about it, and I'm in no position to defend his position. What should you do for atrial defibrillation? That's one question Dr. Mike asked me to ask you.
About atrial fibrillation?
Yeah.
You know, it depends on your age. If you're a young person that has no other risk factors for heart disease, no problem, then atrial fibrillation might not be an issue. But as you get older or have any issues with the heart, it is so important to take an anticoagulant, which is something like Coumadin, which is the most common one, that prevents clotting of the blood. Atrial fibrillation doesn't kill you per se, but it can lead to a stroke. And the good news about it is that we can prevent a stroke if it is just medically managed.
So let's get to the bottom line here about what to do. Are you a follower, a believer in Dr. Ornish, I understand? Is that right?
Yes. When I began my training, we were his satellite in New York City doing his research. And so our program was based on his program, which included exercise, yoga, stress management as a stress management component, group support, and diet. And so that was the beginning of my preventive cardiology career with his research.
You're a believer in a vegetarian diet, right? Lay off the meat, lay off the dairy to a certain extent.
What I really talk about in the book is that being mostly vegetarian is really the best way to go. The Mediterranean diet has been shown to reduce the incidence of heart disease by 70%. If you already have a diagnosis of heart disease, I would say the best diet for you is vegetarian. But if you're trying to be as heart healthy as possible, the Mediterranean diet, including some olive oil and fish, is beneficial.
Did some research on this before we went on the air, and I found vegetarians are 35% less likely to be hospitalized or die from heart disease than the meat-eating public. And vegetarians, as you indicate, had lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure than non-vegetarians. And diet's a pretty important determinant for heart disease. So,
absolutely. When you think about diet, I think that many people think about diet as a reward. You know, what am I going to eat? I was so good today. What should I eat? And I always talk to people about changing that perception. What can I eat today to make me feel good is not something that is sugary, sweet, sticky, and disgusting. It's really something that's going to fuel you, re-energize you, invigorate you, and that's something like a huge salad. You know, that's a gift, not something fried and fatty.
Super Bowl Sunday notwithstanding, right, Doc?
yeah, you can definitely get your vegetables on Super Bowl Sunday, too.
let's talk, we got about 2 minutes or so, let's talk about exercise, which is a pretty big equation in this whole plan, too.
Well, my famous statement that I always make is that exercise is the best medication. It does everything. It really decreases the blood pressure, the cholesterol. It keeps the sugar down, your weight down, helps your mood, prevents osteoporosis. I mean, really, exercise does everything that you could possibly want, and it certainly keeps you young and vital. And I think that everyone needs to do something every single day, even if it's just walking.
What's the bare minimum? What do you think is a good guideline for daily exercise?
The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of exercise a week. So if you break it down, that's about 30 minutes, 5 days a week, of getting your heart rate up to a moderate intensity. That's when you can speak, but it's a little difficult. Or if you're going to do less vigorous exercise, it's more time and every day of the week. So if you're going to walk, then just get up and walk an hour a day.
Let's wrap this up. So is it possible to for women to turn their lives around, not only physically but emotionally? Is it a tough thing to do, or is it really possible?
Well, that's what this book is really about. It's about showing each and every woman that heart disease is in her control. About 80 to 90% of the time, heart disease is preventable. It is the only disease that we have that much control over. And so this is really a how-to guide, how to take care of yourself, how to exercise, how to eat well, and really how to prevent heart disease. And not only that, but how to take back control over your life and live from a place, I say it's living from the heart. Get out of your head and really live from your heart. Live from who you are and what makes you happy and feel good. And that's so much about self-care, and that's what I talk about in this book.
Let's get women rolling again, and maybe let's touch base on my morning show sometime here in Syracuse.
That
would
be great. Thanks so much.
Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. The book is Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum's Heart Book, Every Woman's Guide to a Heart Healthy Life from Avery Books. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two coming up, Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Gary Ginsberg too, and Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com.
Downsized? Outsourced? Pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full-time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.